An international meeting of Czech language and literature experts, among them teachers and translators, kicked off at Praga Literaturhaus, a Czech institute that promotes Prague's German literary heritage, on Wednesday. For the next 4 days, lovers of the Czech language will be discussing their field of expertise and exchanging their findings in a number of seminars, panel discussions, and lectures. On the first day of the international get-together, I caught up with Kristin Gilsti, a Norwegian literary translator who works from Czech into her native tongue.
It's of course very important for us as translators, because we are so lonely working in our different offices all around the world. And despite having internet and all of these things, it's wonderful to meet, I would say, that the 34 of us who are here now from Japan, from Russia and Germany and Norway and so on, we are a group of people that already know each other. And it's of highest importance that such meetings and seminars are being organized here in Prague.
What are some of the highlights for you on the program? Is there anything that you're really looking forward to?
The program today is very interesting because of the fact that we have been working with contemporary prose, contemporary drama. And also last night was very fun because really I would use that word fun and also interesting because we had a literary meeting in the literary cafe Fra. Well, the topic was Joachim Topol and his translators. And we were four translators of Joachim Topol in the panel. We had a nice discussion with Joachim. And Joachim is, of course, a very fun person to be on a panel with because he is a natural showman in his way. And we were discussing the literary and also the linguistic challenges in translating Joachim Topol's prose to different languages. And it was really, I would say, very useful and interesting.
And you hail from Norway, which I would venture the guess Czech as a language there isn't widely spoken. How did you discover your interest for the Czech language?
I was very fond of Czech literature when I grew up in the 80s and reading Milan Kundera and Václav Havel, and I loved the Czech fairy tales like Tři otišky pro popelku. And I was so lucky that in the year of 1992 I was invited to teach English for absolute beginners at a summer school out in Rodnice nad Labem. And when I came there, I was, it was the first time I've ever was in the Czech countries. And I was so amazed by the language and the culture. And so I decided that I would start to at least learn a little bit of Czech. And one thing took the other. And in the end, I had a university degree in Czech language and literature. And after that, I've been working on literary translations.
And you translate Czech contemporary works into Norwegian. Would you say that the market for such translations is on the rise, or do you think with a falling interest in books in general, this kind of niche is also under danger?
I think that the fact that this is actually an issue today, that this is almost some kind of endangered species, these translators, or at least the translated books. I think that despite of this, that the translated books will always be in demand. In such smaller countries with the so-called small languages, this is even more important. Actually, I think that even though, let's say, that the e-book market totally took over, well, that does not mean the end of translated literature.
Translator Kristin Gilsti was talking about the future of literary translation there.